Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to your telephone calls, you tell me if this makes Buck Martinez a bad guy or not. So last night, there was a foul ball.
Who was he taking shot at this time?
Tiki Barber started picking on your fumbling from 25 years ago. No, I'm just kidding. There was a foul ball in last night's game that you may have noticed on the regular broadcast. It was right next to Mary Hart. And they, Mary Hart is her name? Mary Hart, yeah, the woman, the actress, whatever. She's like a Dodger fan. She's always there. Right. She's like a part of the fabric of Dodger Stadium.
Mary Hart?
Yeah, Mary Hart. Who is Mary Hart? Am I just saying a random name?
I think you might
it's Mary Hart. She hosted, she was at WrestleMania 3, of course, but she hosted like Inside Edition back in the day, I want to say.
That's your frame of reference.
Mary Hart's fascinated with the Macho Man. Yeah, of course. That's what I think of her.
Well, she's always at Dodger games. So the gentleman sitting next to her apparently got hit by a foul ball. And we saw this on the Fox broadcast.
How is that possible?
Well, I guess if there's a high pop-up, the screen extends to block you from line drives, but not pop-ups.
Oh,
so if the ball goes over the screen, it could hit you. So there's also a TSN broadcast of the World Series up in Canada. And so you'll hear Buck Martinez and Dan Schulman. And so on their call, Dan Schulman is describing what happened to this older gentleman. And Buck Martinez, to me, throws in a line that feels inappropriate and non-caring. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Dan Schulman and Buck Martinez from last night's World Series.
And they are tending to whomever it is sitting beside her, but it looks like as the play resumes, seeing some smiles, and that's good news. And the seats right behind the plate, hopefully whoever it is okay.
Should have brought your glove.
Should have brought your glove.
Oh man,
come on, Buck.
He didn't even know he got hit.
Did Buck know he got hit?
No. The guy who got hit, like, was he watching the ball and it hit him and he just missed it?
Well, we don't get to see how he got hit.
Yeah,
just that he got hit.
Why he throws out. Should have brought your glove.
Should have brought your glove.
Because if you don't know the ball's coming, it doesn't matter if you have a glove.
Well, and sometimes even if you have a glove, you may miss it, especially if you're a 90-year-old man.
Yeah, you might get too confident in yourself. I got this. And then your eyesight's, jacked up and you get hit right in the face anyways.
Buck Martinez, bad guy or no big deal? No big deal.
Yeah, it's kind of a no biggie, but it's kind of callous, too.
Should have brought your glove.
A little callous.
Should have brought your glove.
How would you rate that, Sean? A little callous, big deal, or he's a jerk?
Slight jerk.
Yeah. Slight jerk. Slight jerk?
I think if he really was sitting, he would not say that if he was sitting next to them watching the guy get hurt.
He wouldn't have said to him as the stitches are being applied?
Right, should have brought your glove.
Should have brought your glove, old man.
I think that makes him a slight jerk.
Yeah. Tommy?
I'll play slight devil's advocate. In our day, Ev, more people brought gloves to baseball games. Mm. Like, isn't that a thing that should be brought back? Like, when I was a kid, we all used to bring our gloves to the games.
I do have to disagree with you about this. Mm. I still feel like bringing gloves to games is still a huge deal.
Really?
I don't really think there's been a drop in that, no.
Well, yeah. I don't think Mary Hart's going to bring her glove to the game. Well,
no.
Where is she sitting?
Or Prince Harry.
But very close.
So she is sitting first row behind home plate. And to your point, Teague, it's very difficult to get a foul ball there.
Dude, that's almost impossible.
You're right. It needs to be a pop-up, and it just has to nestle into the first row. Can't be a line drive.
Should have brought your glove.
So maybe he was just not expecting that. It's a very unlikely landing spot for a foul ball.
I Yeah, it is very unlikely. Isn't there a little bit of a hangover in that first row?
I don't think so.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think so. I think if there's a high pop-up and it gets back into that first row, it could hit you. But I do see a lot of...
I mean, obviously.
I see a lot of gloves at games, even though there's less of a chance of you getting a ball now because there are more screens set up around the ballpark. I still see a lot of gloves.
It's tough to be over the age of 16 and show up to a stadium with a glove. That's a very tough public thing to do.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And I don't see that, by the way. When I say I see gloves, I see them from like 13-year-olds and 9-year-olds.
That's fine. I mean, let's be for the adult listening, put the glove away.
Should have brought your gloves.
So if I start bringing a glove to Citi Field, you would mock me?
I'm a loser.
I think the damage is done on you, Evan, in the scorebook. Like, you look like somebody that would bring their gloves. So I think, again, the damage is done. But it's tough. That's a tough public thing. You're not going into one of those bars at the new Metropolitan Park with a glove after and thinking you're going to meet a woman.
I think that next year at Citi Field, when we sit in my seats, I can't pull it off. You guys can't pull it off. I think Tiki should just show up with a glove.
Should have brought your glove.
Just sit there in the front row with your glove. And before every pitch, get in the ready position. Like, I'm ready. And then it'll make it cool. Because I think if you do it, Tiki, then it becomes like the cool thing to do.
All right, I'll do it then.
There you go. It's all
my
set.
Glove is right here. It's already in your office.
That's right.
It's been sitting there for almost a year now.
April of 2026. It's on. Now let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Philip is in Brooklyn on this fine Thursday. What's up, Philip?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be 65 in January.
Nice.
I've stopped watching baseball because it got boring to me, especially during the regular season. The Yankees-Red Sox rivalry is not what it was, you know, when Jeter and, you know, all those guys were there. But anyway, tell me, home runs, team home runs, team hits, team batting average, and runs scored. The Yankees have a perception. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
If they don't hit home runs, they don't win.
Right.
If Judge doesn't play, they don't win. I don't have the numbers for the 2025 season.
Yeah.
Yankees, Toronto. Who has the most home runs? Who has the most hits? What is the team batting average? And you could even break it down to, do the Yankees score more of their runs possibly on home runs rather than just regular hits? Because
okay.
I remember the days of guys like Lou Piniella and Nettles and them. If you needed a single, bam, Piniella slaps it down the line. If you needed a hit, somebody, you know, slaps something in the gap, you know, for a double.
No, and I appreciate you loving that and thinking back to it, but it is irrelevant in terms of your question because you're asking about 2025.
Right.
What happened 30 years ago?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You may prefer that game, which is totally fine. You can prefer that game. You're asking about the right now. And here's the convoluted thing about the right now. The New York Yankees hit the most home runs in the American League by a mile.
274.
The next closest was Seattle, who, by the way, got to the seventh game of the ALCS at 238. The Blue Jays were a middle-of-the-pack home run team, but they hit for a higher batting average.
191 home runs the Blue Jays hit.
But in terms of runs scored, the Yankees scored 53 more runs than the Toronto Blue Jays. Mm. But here's how I would frame what you said. You said the Yankees need home runs to win. If you look around baseball, especially this postseason, isn't that every team? Isn't every team who out-homers their opponent usually winning? And the answer is yes. When you out-homer your opponent, you tend to win. So is it a Yankee thing or is it a baseball thing?
Well, I mean, I think it's a baseball thing.
Okay.
But, I mean, you look at all of the, every measurable, whether it was OPS, OPS Plus, all that, the Yankees had an edge.
Yeah, they were a better offensive team.
They were a better offensive team. But it feels like that was kind of pile on, not minutia. You know what I mean? So the little things that they needed to do in certain moments to win games, they weren't able to do. Even though when you take it all and you lump it together, the Yankees were the best at everything.
Right. And then if you bring up Seattle, and I think they should be brought up because, again, they got to the seventh game of the ALCS, they're right behind the Yankees in home runs. Mm. They're right behind the Yankees in those categories, and yet they got to the seventh game of the ALCS.
Right.
So it doesn't prove that that's the way you're supposed to win what Toronto is doing. Let's go to Will in Bergen County. What's up, Will?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Evan, I usually agree with like 95% of what you say. But I'm sitting here listening to you guys with my friend Peter, and you're killing us right now with this talk about the home runs and the walks. You made a comment before about it's okay that the Yankees don't make as much contact as the Blue Jays because they walk more. And there's such a flaw in that, and that actually leads into the home run point. Like when you walk, you're not advancing a runner. You're not driving in a runner without a hit. You're not forcing the other team to make a play where they can make an error. So walking, it's not just putting a ball in play is so much better than walking. And no walks are.
But Will, I agree with you that I'd rather make contact. But what I'm saying to you is, even though the Yankees don't make as much contact as the Toronto Blue Jays, they still proceed to score a lot of runs. And the Blue Jays' offense this postseason has been actually predicated on hitting a crap ton of home runs.
Yeah.
So home runs matter. We
especially
can't minimize it.
Right.
But my point is, if you're moving guys along and you're driving guys without a hit, driving runs home without a hit, you don't need 5,000 home runs. The little plays, so the walking and the home runs, they're tied together.
In theory, you're right. Obviously, contact can produce positive outs, but you can score more runs by hitting more home runs. Hence what the Blue Jays have done and what the Yankees have done. So I'm not disagreeing that in a perfect world, if I'm building an offense, like organically, would I like to have more guys that put the bat on the ball? Sure. We asked Brian Cashman this. I think it was the last question we asked him when he was on a few weeks ago. Would you want more contact on your team? Of course the answer is yes. It's just that it's not the end-all be-all. And because the Blue Jays are a win away from the World Series, we're kind of taking this issue and twisting it a little bit. As if we're ignoring the fact that the main reason they're a win away from the World Series is that they make contact. It's that they've hit a ton of home runs.
Also.
But I'm not saying I don't care about contact. I love contact.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.